This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares with Gwyneth Isaacs. You just heard at the top of the hour news about Hurricane Ian hitting category 455-mile-an-hour winds. Here's what this means. This is my take. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media. Don't believe anything you read in the media. Don't believe the pictures. Don't believe the announcers. Don't believe us. Do your own research. But here's my take. The power grid will be damaged. There's no question in my mind. How much, I don't know. But it will be damaged. There will be flood water in many parts of Florida. Now, what flooding does is it causes the potable water supply to cross-connect with the sewage treatment plants. So there will be sewage in the water that is spreading across Florida. There will be salt water from the ocean in the fresh water that's on the ground. The fresh water will be contaminated with salt water and sewage. No question about it. Florida has a very high water table. The sea, the ocean, is pressing against the peninsula of Florida on three sides. Most of the area, the perimeter of Florida, is water, ocean and Gulf water, salt water. So it's pressing against the fresh water in the ground. And it's at equilibrium until you pump out water for golf courses and for municipal water supplies. So that leaves a void that the salt water enters. So Florida has less and less and less fresh water every minute. So this is going to make everything worse. So what's going to happen with this flooding? You're going to have salt water combined with mud and sewage that is going to look for a lower place to go. Gravity always, it's always there. So it's looking for a lower place to run off to. But Florida's pretty flat. There are not many places for water to go. So ultimately, it's going to rise to the point where it will be flooding houses, because most of the houses don't have basements. And that's probably a good thing, because the water table's so high. So when the water table, when the flood waters rise, it will enter houses. So the carpeting will be destroyed. The wood floors will be destroyed. The furniture will be destroyed. The appliances will be destroyed. The kitchen cabinets will be destroyed. The bookcases and the books will be destroyed. Everything is subject to being destroyed by these flood waters, including cars and furnaces. They're going to need everything to rebuild Florida from the hurricane. And what's that going to do to you? Let's say you live someplace else that's not affected. You'll be affected because there'll be a shortage of parts to fix the cars that have been damaged by the floodwaters in Florida. There'll be a shortage of appliances because there aren't enough appliances to go around. There'll be a shortage of carpeting. There'll be a shortage of wood. There'll be a shortage of nails, wire, plumbing, faucets, everything you can think of. Paint, everything. So the price of everything is going to go up because of this catastrophic storm that is hitting Florida right now. So, obviously you don't want to live there, right? And people are We heard from relatives in Florida that they can't get out because the highways and byways are in gridlock. So how many ways are there out of Florida? You can go east and west, and you can go north. But how many routes are there north? Not too many.
One.
Right. Pretty serious stuff, right?
Is one. Yeah.
I was thinking two.
You know something, Vincent? Florida has been having to deal with hurricanes for thousands of years. It's always been like that. There's never been any different other than that. And all these people are saying, oh, climate change. No, Florida. Florida is like that. The Caribbean is like that. You could, it just is. I mean, you go back 500 years and you get tales of, you know, being a lovely sunny day and a guy sitting off in a ship, you know, loaded with gold and silver bullion, and, you know, getting 3 days offshore and hitting a hurricane and sinking. Yeah, that was something that I, in the process of my pirate research, I would come across that story all the time. And the pirates would just flood in and they would dive down, you know, 100 feet down into the water. Not all of them could swim, but the ones who could swim, they would, you know, get them to dive down and pick up the gold bullion off the floor of the ocean, 100 feet down. This is it. Florida has always been like that. And if you can't cope with that, you should not be living there. It's what I was saying. You should put everything, including yourself, where you know that it can live and it's not going to be a struggle for it to live there. Okay? That is what you have to do. Because if you put something in a place that is not suitable for it, including you, then you're always going to have a battle in your life. You know, there have been Indian tribes living in Florida for thousands of years, and they've done perfectly well there. You know, one thing that they never, ever, 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 ever did in Florida, they never built cities in Florida. They always lived in very ephemeral-looking dwellings. And you know why they lived in such flimsy-looking dwellings? They lived in such flimsy-looking dwellings because if a hurricane came through and blew it down, it didn't matter. You would just build another one, and you would go somewhere that would not be so, that you knew would not be so severely affected until the storm blew over to somewhere that was in the lee of a little bit of a hill. And you would know that a hurricane was coming because when you are in that sort of environment, when you live there, you know that a hurricane's coming. You can smell it in the air. This is it. If you, and all over the world, every place in the world that is subject to regular severe storms, the people adapt in one of two ways. They either make their houses out of solid rock, absolutely solid, where you can go in there and no hurricane will ever take it down. Or they make their houses super flimsy so that when their houses are blown down, they can just easily build another one, like within a matter of days. And you know, people moved into Florida and they displaced the indigenous Indian tribes that were there. They took no notice of what they were doing. They called them primitive and they wouldn't listen when the Indian, when these people put up these, fancy looking houses that they're the same designs that they'd had in Europe. And the Indians must have been shaking their heads at them because they knew that the first time a hurricane came through, the whole thing would be blown down. It's just, and that's just how it is in places like Florida. Other places, you've got other issues to deal with. And you generally find that the indigenous architecture that develops is ideally suited to the type of weather climate you know, special issues like bushfires, special issues like hurricanes, drought, all these sorts of things. Intense snowstorms is another thing. If you can't handle snowstorms as being a fact of life, you should not be living where it snows. You should find yourself an environment where it doesn't ever snow, and you should go and you should move there, and you should build some housing that is actually intelligently designed by your brain or by somebody else's brain to actually make the best of that environment. And you were saying before about how when you're out on the farm, you get a pen and a paper and you draw what you're planning or thinking of doing. I have a bit of a different way of doing things. And what you do is great. And my dad used to do it that way. But I've found that I can't do it that way. So I've got a bit of a different way of doing things. What I do is I will go and sit on a place on my land, and I will just stare at the place, and my pineal gland, my third eye, will kick in, and I will begin to see what I need to do. And it's like an overlay gets put over the land on the inside of me, and I will just see what I need to do there. And an example of that is the valley that is at the bottom of my land. And I did that one day. I did this method one day, a short time, you know, maybe a year or two after I'd moved here. And I just sat in the valley one day and I said, this valley needs a dam. And so it took a long time for that dam to get put in. It, you know, for basically mostly for financial reasons, because it ended up costing about $800 to get it excavated, and it took a while to get that money together. And but anyway, about 2019, I finally put the dam in, and for the first few years after that, it, you know, it would fill a bit. It would get about a foot or two of water in the bottom of it, and then it would all flow away. But gradually the water began to sit more and more and more in the bottom of it, and it began to self-seal, okay? Because, you know, things like leaf litter, biological material, silt and such would flow in, and it would, you know, it would begin to hold a bit more water. Now, this winter, it has filled, and it is overflowing all the time. And it's beautiful, and it's also the catchment work that I've been doing higher up the hill. But that's an example of where a few years after I moved in here, I sat on the hillside, and I just stared at the place, and I said, this place needs a dam. That valley needs a dam. And I could see the dam on the inside of me, and I could see its location, I could see what it was, I could see how far it would go back. I couldn't see exactly how far it would go back up the valley, but I knew it would go up quite a way. And lo and behold, I did the work, and now it's there. And it's there because I saw it, first of all. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Right. That's what we've been talking about.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Gwyneth is the only full-time radio correspondent from Australia on radio emanating from the United States of America. The only one. And we are so fortunate to have her. Gwyneth, you mentioned something very interesting. The old wood forest being cut down in Germany. A couple of years ago, I wanted to build a bookcase, another bookcase. I have a lot of books here at the farm. And the way I build a bookcase, I use 1x2 trim and 1x3 trim and 1x4 trim. And 1x12 roof decking for the shelves in the top and the bottom. So each bookcase I build is the same. It's 4 feet by 8 feet. And the trim that I bought was really nice. It was number 2, meaning it had some knots in it. But it was straight. It was well sawn. It was great. And there was a little label on the end of it. This was from Lowe's, the big box lumber store. And it said Germany. And my initial reaction was, this is nice. The wood is great. The price is fair in today's terms. This is before Joe got his hands on pricing. But why did he come from Germany? Don't we have any wood in the United States? We can't cut our own wood? I thought it was outrageous that wood was being cut in from Germany, shipped across the ocean, and sold in an American big box store. So you're absolutely right, Gwyneth. And I did a little bit of research, and IKEA is hiring, you know, private contractors to log the forests in Germany. It was reported that they were doing this. And the locals are livid that these guys just show up with their massive equipment, and within a couple of days or a week, the forest is gone. And there's no stopping them because they try to use the legal process, and by the time they get the legal machinery in gear, the forest is gone. I think people are going to start taking action themselves. I think they're going to just put aside the system that we can't depend on anymore and take action for themselves and stop it themselves. Gwen,
Vincent,
any comments about that?
It's actually worse than that. Vincent, it's actually worse than that. The locals are cutting their own forests down, and they're doing it for firewood. They're burning. They're not turning them into IKEA bookshelves anymore, you know, which is awful, but at least you get a nice bookshelf. No, these local Germans, probably the very same local Germans that were complaining because of IKEA, are now going into their own forests and cutting down their own trees in their own forests, and they're doing it for firewood, because if they don't, they are going to freeze to death this winter. That is actually worse. And what it is, it's the same thing. In fact, I think this should be the theme of today's broadcast, is people are disconnected from their environment. You had a tradition in Germany going back thousands of years of the woodcutter. And the woodcutter was the hero in the fairy tales. Okay, he was, or the hunter and the woodcutter were always the heroes in the fairy tales because they were the stewards of the forest. Okay, because Germany was a forested country from one end to the other, that everybody relied on the forest for their food, that was the hunter, and for their warmth, that was the woodcutter. Okay, and it was the woodcutter's job to make sure that the forest was looked after. But when the people went to using coal and natural gas and so on for their energy needs, the forests got neglected. And the old woodcutters died, and the new generation grew up with no idea of how to do forest stewardship in the traditional way that it had been done for thousands of years, so that the forest could provide all the needs for all the people of the country.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Hurricane Ian continues on a path to southwest Florida. The Category 4 hurricane has sustained winds of 140 miles an hour with an eye located about 70 miles southwest of the city of Naples. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. So this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Vladimir Putin could announce the annexation of occupied regions of Ukraine into Russia within days. Ukraine and Western nations call the election during a wartime a sham. For more information, swing by our website at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
There's something
happening.
It's going to be sliding.
One of
today's hot.
Take my...
When you go to the
for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I just want to make a quick comment that nothing goes to waste on the farm. Not on Gwyneth's farm, not here. And here's an example of that. So I mentioned that we grew some tomatoes and some peppers and a watermelon. And the watermelon was extraordinary. So, you know, as we sliced up the watermelon, we had the watermelon rind. And I would go outside, and I would call the chickens, and they'd come running. And I'd give them the watermelon rind, and they would peck at it, and they loved it. And when I go in the garden, if there's some tomatoes that have fallen to the ground that are inedible for humans, I throw them over the cattle panel garden fence. And the chickens know that when I go in there, there are probably going to be some flying tomatoes. And they come running over, and they eat the tomatoes and the seeds. And we don't let anything go to waste. We just don't. So the chickens, frankly, They're the hardest working animals on the farm. They go around, they eat the bugs, they spread out the cow manure, they look for bugs there. If I move wood, they're looking for bugs under the wood, you know, that we use for heating our house. They run around the house here at the farmhouse. That's where they live. They're free range. They can roam wherever they want. And at night, they put themselves to bed in the chicken coop. And then I close the door and keep the predators out. But chickens are hardworking animals. And, you know, if you're one who believes being reincarnated as something else, you do not want to come back as a chicken. You really don't.
You might find yourself being dinner if you do.
Yeah, and you know, those hens do the equivalent of give birth, you know, about every day. I mean, can you imagine that? That's what they do. They lay an egg, you know, almost every day. So, and they tell you that, you know, they squawk and they scream. It's like, yeah, boy, this hurts every day.
They're very proud of the fact that they give birth.
Yeah.
When it comes out, they're so proud of themselves. They tell everybody.
Right. Right. And sometimes the eggs disappear. You know, the dogs, you know, know where the eggs are, and they go very carefully into where a hen laid an egg, and they very carefully sneak it out so they don't crack it on the way out, and they go in solitude, go eat the egg. So that's the kind of things that happen on a farm. It's delightful. It's life at in reality. It's a wonderful experience, and I don't think there's a better lifestyle than that of a farmer, a small farmer. You know, the kind of farming that Gwyneth and we do here. Now, big agricultural farming, you know, we have autonomous driving John Deere tractors, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not up for that. I really am not. I want to get my hands dirty. I want to do it the hard way. And I know Gwyneth does too. So I just wanted to share those thoughts, Gwyneth, with the class, that this is a wonderful, wonderful lifestyle. You're not going to get rich doing this. There's no way you're going to get rich doing it. Gwyneth, I had a concept for a different kind of soap. And during the break, I said to our son, I said, hey, I got an idea. When I do, they put our son put their heads down like, oh, no. Now, come on, Dad, not another thing you want to do, because I have so many things that, you know, when I want to do them, everybody, it means we all get to do it. And then the list is so long that we can't get to the things that are already on the list. But so, Gwyneth, here's my idea for soap. We grow a herb on this farm that is very rarely used in soap, and it's an incredible herb, absolutely incredible. And I said to our family, look, it's all organic. We have organic wood ash from old oak trees. No contaminants. We have the organic herb that I'd like to put in soap. We have the animal fat that's organic from our cows. We have it all right here, vertically integrated, the whole enchilada right here. We can do this. What are your thoughts? Have you ever made soap from scratch?
I haven't, but I think that you probably could. But I'll tell you what, I think that's a great idea. But I sent you an email. I want to mention this just while it's in my mind. I sent you an email earlier on in the week regarding your Johnson grass. Okay?
Yeah.
And I would like to do a 5-minute university lesson on why you may not want to get rid of your Johnson grass. Can I please do that?
Absolutely. Class, Johnson grass takes over. Johnson grass has a really deep root. Johnson grass, a few seeds, will probably end up taking over an entire pasture. it's toxic in quantity to cows.
It can be.
Unless it's baled and dried correctly, it can be toxic. And left to their own devices, cows will probably kill themselves on it. So who recommended it? Well, the USDA. They said, yeah, this is good. This is great. This is going to solve all our problems. This is grass that grows like 4 feet tall. It's tough. I mean, you could tow a car with rope made from Johnson grass. This is tough stuff. So it can bind up in the rumen if the cow doesn't chew it into small enough pieces and kill them. And it can kill them with the toxins in it as well. Back to you, Gwyneth.
Okay. All of what you said is all true. Okay. And in a proper environment for growing it, it can actually grow up to 3 meters tall. That's 9 feet tall. Okay. So I would say that probably your environment is probably marginal for growing Johnson grass. So I'd say Florida is probably perfect Johnson grass country. So anyway, at least you don't live in Florida. But Johnson grass has a seed, and you mentioned the seeds, okay? It has a seed which is a superior chicken food. If you get those heads of grain and you feed them to your chickens, the seed is absolutely not ever poisonous. It is cultivated in northern Australia as a seed for including in bird seed, canary seed and finch seed. Okay? And there's farmers up there are making an absolute fortune cultivating Johnson grass for the bird seed industry. And if you can't get rid of it, which it seems as if you're never going to get rid of it, like you said, once it's in, you can cut the seed heads off and you can feed any number of chickens that you want with Johnson grass and you'll never have to buy any other chicken food in your life. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does.
You may have Johnson grass coming up all around the house.
Yeah.
But it comes up.
I was thinking this 9 foot Johnson grass, you'd need a bulldozer to mow it. But
I think that's what it gets to in the wild. I don't think they let it get that tall under cultivation.
Mm-hmm.
Ours
gets about 4 feet tall. Ours gets about 4 feet tall, yeah. Maybe five. Here's what happens.
Yeah.
It's not desirable on our farm at the moment because we don't harvest the seeds. But here's what happens. We unroll our hay to feed the cows. And the reason, what we do is we cut the grass, then we rake or ted the grass, spread it around, let the sun dry it quickly. Then we rake the grass into windrows, and then we bale it into round bales. Now, the round bales are roughly 5 feet wide, 4 feet tall. Our baler is the opposite of everybody else's. Everybody else's is 4 feet wide, 5 feet tall. I like the 5 foot wide bales. And what we do is we have a hay unroller. So the bales are on the ground, and we grab the bales like a spool of thread. And then we drive forward with this unroller, which has two spindles on the back of the tractor. It picks it up and it rolls the hay so that it unwinds this roll of hay. And so now there's a long path of 5 foot wide hay. And the cows stand on either side of that and they eat it. And they poop on the outside of the hay most of the time. And so as they eat the hay, they spread the seeds around that are embedded in the hay from when it was baled. So now we're reseeding the fields. So tomorrow, when we unroll another bale of hay or three bales of hay, rolls of hay. We unroll it in different spots. So they have a fresh place to eat it and a fresh place to poop and pee. So we're fertilizing. The cows are actually doing all the work. But the seeds are being spread all over the field. Now, if we have to buy hay because of a drought, a lot of times the hay is nowhere near the quality that we want. It doesn't have crabgrass. It doesn't have blue stem, big blue stem, little blue stem. It doesn't have fescue K31. It doesn't have brome. It has Johnson grass with the seeds. So when we unroll, we then spread the Johnson grass seeds all over our field. And then the cows kick it around and the wind kicks it around. The birds pick up some and drop some. So that's how it gets spread in our fields. We don't have to do it. It happens that way. You know, just by course of feeding the cows. So I just wanted to share that with you, Gwyneth. That's how we have it. So what we have to do in order to keep the cows from killing themselves is when the grass gets, the Johnson grass clumps get about, oh, let's say 2 feet tall, we take a 6 foot wide mower and we mow it down just where the Johnson grass is. So it prevents the cows from killing themselves. But we could, we absolutely could grow an entire field of Johnson grass. And I think if we chopped it up into small enough bite-sized pieces and harvested the seeds, that would probably work. Exactly what you're saying. I'm going to pass it on to the family this afternoon. You still there? Okay, all right, thank you. All right, Jason is going to reconnect with Gwyneth, and we'll be back for the final segment of today's class, USA for Bears. And Gwyneth says that, and she's right, people are disconnected from their environment. That's what happens in cities. People who live in cities have no idea what they're doing. They're consumers.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Gwyneth, sometimes I get in these really difficult situations. Situations that are just a tough spot, you know, here at the forum. And I'm talking about like engineering situations, prototyping situations, hard work situations. And I take great solace in knowing what the answer is. All I have to do is simply ask myself, what would Harry do? And that's all I have to do. And the answer is really simple. Call for room service. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. That would be, that was quite absurd.
What would Harry do?
There's no room service.
What would Harry do? What would he do?
Yeah, Harry probably would ask for room service, but around here, nothing happens unless I do it.
Right, right. Same here. Gwyneth, what do you think about? We think about the royal family. It looks like Harry and Meghan, as well as Andrew, got relegated to the bottom of the website, and rightfully so. You have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think rightfully so. I'll give this to King Charles. At least he is a farmer. At least he has some concern for maintaining old traditional ways of farming. I just hope he doesn't force everybody to do it. And it looks as if he's going to force everybody to do it. But If he would just lead by example, which he has been, but if he would continue to just lead by example and to show people how to farm in an old traditional way, which he has a passion for. He has a passion for doing that. He owns his own farm. He's into keeping alive heritage breeds of cattle, chickens, sheep, pigs, whatever, all farm animals, and also heritage crops. He does that. He still does that. And he has a non-profit organization which is dedicated to maintaining heritage breeds of livestock. And that's something that he's very, very passionate about, and I've heard him do public speeches on it. Like I said, the problem is that people get into positions of power and they want to shove it down everybody else's throat. And that is not the way to go. So if King Charles is listening to this, I would say, I appreciate your work in keeping heritage breeds alive, especially Berkshire pigs. Berkshire pigs are beautiful. I love Berkshire pigs. And if I can ever get my farm to a point where it's producing enough surplus where I can keep a herd of pigs going, Berkshires are going to be the pigs that I will get because they are beautiful. They are such a fine pig. But that's beside the point. Okay?
You're talking about, Gwyneth, you're talking about pigs. Here's an interesting story. I was talking with our son about this yesterday. And there was this farm and at a university. And they had this instructor who was the, you know, the be-all, end-all. You know, knew the latest technologies, was up on the latest trends. And the pigs were dying like crazy. They had diarrhea, and they were just dying. And so they didn't know what to do. They literally did not know what to do. So they brought back the older guy who used to run and teach about animal livestock at this university. And he said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get some toilet paper. And we're going to sop up all of this diarrhea. And we're going to feed it to the pigs.
Okay,
and within a few days...
And I said, that will cure the diarrhea.
And it did.
Yeah.
And it saved the pigs. But the new way of thinking was, well, we get antibiotics and, you know, let's try all these chemical potions and lotions and medicines, and nothing worked. Nothing worked except feeding the pigs their own diarrhea.
Yeah. Because pigs are like that. Like I said, they're marvelous animals and they're so productive. Aside from chickens, they're the busiest and most productive farmyard animals that you'll ever see. Wow, they're disgusting. Their personal habits, they really truly are. And dogs are perhaps, you know, dogs in their traditional ways are probably a little bit more disgusting than pigs. You know, dogs just love cow manure. Have you noticed that? Or horse manure. And sometimes dogs just find a good old patch and they will just go for a roll and they will think that they are eating a bit.
Yeah, and well, it's not just that, Gwyneth. They love to roll in fresh cow manure, and they love to eat chicken poop. And so, you know, we go for walks with the.
They eat poop.
And then they eat grass and throw up. So, and then we tell them
all.
We tell them over and over.
And then they eat it.
Yeah.
And then they eat it.
You know, Gwyneth, I think we're probably the only broadcast that's talked about toilet paper and pig poop and diarrhea and what to do.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.